Hello, a fragile ceasefire in Gaza appears to be holding. Egypt mediated the deal between Israel and the Palestinian group Islamic Jihad. The UN and Qatar were also involved in brokering that truce. At least 44 Palestinians, mostly civilians, were killed in the conflict, which began on Friday. 15 of them were children. The Israeli government says it was targeting members of the group Islamic Jihad, and it killed two of its leaders during the offensive. The armed group responded by firing hundreds of rockets into Israel. Most were intercepted by the Iron Dome missile defense system. Now, the Israeli strikes mostly hit three areas in Gaza: the Jabalia refugee camp in the north, where several people, including children and an elderly woman, were killed; an agricultural area in Khan Yunis in the south; and several sites in Rafah along the border with Egypt. Those strikes killed Palestinian Islamic Jihad leader Khalid Mansour. Let's cross over to Gaza and bring in Yumna Sayed. So, Yumna, we understand now that fuel trucks are entering Gaza as the crossings have reopened somewhat.
Yes, Doreen. So we learned from the Israeli side that they're going to allow 30 fuel trucks to enter throughout the day to the Sol power plant here behind me. Trucks have already started arriving to the power plant company to start generating the electricity again, as it shut down yesterday, Sunday, after fuel was deprived from entering for the past 6 days. So now, as we witness the fuel entering and the Sol power plant regenerating again, we can witness more electricity coming to other facilities, especially hospitals here in Gaza, as this was the main issue that the Ministry of Health was warning from. And as you mentioned, it's a very fragile calm that we are witnessing here. People are now mourning more of their loved ones that they have lost in the past few days in the Israeli airstrikes, and many of the injuries are in hospital. But as a development of that ceasefire, when the crossings are opened, also medical aid is entering, and humanitarian aid, food supply is also entering. And the Erez checkpoint has been opened in front of the people who want to come from Israel into Gaza, mainly the workers, diplomats, UN delegation, which has just arrived a very short while ago into Gaza. The UN humanitarian coordinator for Gaza is actually now, for Palestine, is actually now investigating the aftermath of the Israeli strikes in different areas of the Gaza Strip.
All right, thank you so much, Yumna Sayed, reporting from Gaza. Meanwhile, in the occupied West Bank, Israeli forces have demolished Palestinian homes during a raid in the north. Bulldozers accompanied by Israeli forces destroyed two houses in the village of Ramana near Jenin. One belonged to the family of a 20-year-old Palestinian who was one of two men accused by Israel of killing three Israelis in May. Let's cross over to West Jerusalem. We'll get an update from there with John Holman. So the ceasefire, as Yumna was saying, John, appears to be holding in Gaza. Tell us what you're hearing from your end.
Yeah, definitely. In southern Israel as well, where roads were closed, where the trains were stopped, and where pretty much everyone was going down to their shelter, that's opening up now as well, is what we're hearing. The Israeli president has also gone down to visit those communities in the south and has told them that without them, there's no state of Israel, so sort of encouraging them. In terms of the crossing and it opening up, the crucial thing, obviously, as well, is when workers will be allowed to go from Gaza into the state of Israel. There's 14,000 people with work permits to head into Israel. And obviously, those incomes are crucial for their families, for those families in Gaza, where there's a lot of unemployment. We've got in touch with the Israeli Prime Minister's office, with the military administration that deals with that sort of thing, especially with relation to Gaza. And what we've got back is just them saying that they're going to evaluate And that that will depend on things remaining calm, that things will open up further if the situation remains quiet and calm. I guess, obviously, they mean by that if no more rockets come across. The other thing that Israeli officials have begun to say to Israeli journalists, which is how news often percolates out here, is that they're seeing what happened here is that they're getting a signal and that they've been getting signals for weeks, but not from Islamic Jihad, with whom they've obviously had this escalation, but from Hamas. Hamas is really the power that controls Gaza, and Hamas actually didn't get involved directly in this confrontation between Islamic Jihad and the Israeli government. The Israeli government said that it has been saying to reporters, Israeli reporters, that part of what it might be looking at is how to move this forward. And that could involve prisoner swaps, for example. So they're looking at how to move this forward, but not necessarily with Islamic Jihad, with whom this fragile ceasefire is so far holding.